The steep decline in passing rates has many observers questioning the validity of the FCAT writing test, and Leon County Superintendent Jackie Pons is one of those with questions about why so many students failed.
The credibility of the test comes into question, and I think there's going to be a lot of concern about this around the state of Florida. And what I would suggest is that we look at every aspect of this test, you know, from the prompt all the way to the scoring.
Before the State Board of Education raised the bar on the writing exam, about 80% of students were passing it. But this year, only a quarter to a third of the students passed. The state has steadily increased expectations for student learning, but Pond says the writing test may be an indicator that it's time to slow down.
Part of the problem that we've got today is we've had so many people involved in changing proficiency levels on our FCAT, and we've done it in such a hurry without taking our time that we've created a situation like this.
The Florida Department of Education says it's looking into what went wrong with this year's exam. Education observers cite things like a lack of teacher preparation, unclear communication of expectations from the state to local officials, and the amount of time given to students to complete all of the writing requirements. This year's test was also harder. The state placed more emphasis on grammar, punctuation, and spelling, which, according to Leon County's assessment director, Paul Felch, has not been done before.
In the past, that portion, the readers looked at that more leniently. This year, they decided that they would put more emphasis on that.
That means the mistakes students were allowed to make on the test in previous years now count against them. The dramatic decrease in the passing rates for the writing test has many districts concerned about the impact on school grades. State Board of Education member John Padgett says the board's decision to lower the passing score is meant to hold districts harmless.
In other words, we should not have a surprise at this late time.
However, the lower passing scores will only be in place for a year. And Leon's Jackie Pond says he doesn't believe there won't be consequences for schools due to this year's results. The state says it plans to notify districts sometime next week about the results of this year's writing test. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.